Lindy Chamberlain has been released from Darwin jail and she won't be going back. At the same time, the Northern Territory government has announced there'll be a new inquiry into the Chamberlain case. Today's dramatic developments end a week of intense police activity at Ayers Rock after the uncovering of new evidence there. The Northern Territory's government has acted on the advice of its Solicitor General and its Police Commissioner. 5.5 years after the death of her daughter Azaria, Lindy Chamberlain is free. And the Territory's Attorney General says she'll remain free no matter what the outcome of the new inquiry is.
The Northern Territory government decided on the inquiry following the discovery of a baby's matinee jacket near Ayers Rock. Mrs. Chamberlain, on Wednesday, identified the jacket as the one her daughter Azaria was wearing when she disappeared 5.5 years ago. Police Commissioner Peter McCauley says the jacket is significant new evidence.
I can also advise that a short time ago, His Honour the Administrator accepted the advice of Executive Counsel that the balance of Mrs. Chamberlain's life sentence be remitted and that she be released from Darwin Prison.
Mrs. Chamberlain left the prison at 3:45 this afternoon. For her, it's the end to the life sentence she was serving for murdering baby Azaria in August 1980. The Chamberlains have always maintained, though, that Azaria was taken by a dingo. Mrs. Chamberlain is being released so she can prepare for the inquiry with her lawyers. But regardless of its outcome, the Attorney General says it's not his intention that she be returned to prison. The government says it will do whatever's necessary to set up the inquiry, including the possible introduction of legislation. Because of tests and forensic work, it will be at least 2 months before the inquiry is underway.
Among the new evidence is a clothing label found at the base of Ayers Rock at the weekend. A pathologist who was a witness at the trial, Professor Vernon Plukan, says its discovery greatly strengthens Lindy Chamberlain's credibility as a witness. Blair Roots reports from Ayers Rock.
At the search area on the southwest side of the rock, the team concentrated their efforts on the 3 metre square section of ground where a baby's cardigan, or matinee jacket as it's now being described, was found on Sunday. Other items, a button, a label, 2 pairs of men's shorts and a pair of panties, were also found, along with what police are simply describing as organic matter. The Chamberlain solicitor, Stuart Tipple, was on site again today under an agreement with the Northern Territory Police, along with Professor Vernon Plukan of Melbourne University. The pathology expert Tipple has called in to protect the Chamberlain's interest in the investigation. Professor Plukan told reporters today that the label found on Tuesday carried the brand name Marquis, the brand of the jacket Mrs. Chamberlain testified Azaria was wearing at the time of her disappearance. The professor believes the discovery of the jacket and the apparently new credibility of Lindy Chamberlain's evidence implied by the finding of the label is very significant.
And this again is very important because if you go back along the time, evidence given by people from London and elsewhere where was that there's a blood-stained hand put on the actual jumpsuit. Lindy has always said there was a matinee jacket on, and so obviously if there was a matinee jacket on, you couldn't put a blood-stained hand direct from the throat onto the jumpsuit.